In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Be seated. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. You, therefore, must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. You are to behave as sons of the Father. Love your enemies. You are to be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. There was only one Son who accomplished this. There is only one Son who loved his enemies and fulfilled all righteousness on our behalf. There is only one Son who was thus perfect in all of his actions, in all of his words, in all of his thoughts. And that Son went to the cross and perfected salvation for you and for me. As he cried out, "It is finished, it is perfected, your sins are paid for." How then can you and I be and behave as sons of the Father? It is only by being connected to the Son. And this happened objectively when you were baptized. St. Paul wrote to the Galatians and he said, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." And then he continues, "For all of you who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." So now Jesus, in preaching this section of his magnificent, most wonderful sermon, gives goals for you and for me, which we look at and we say, that's impossible. He starts out by saying, you have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say, do not resist the one who is evil. And if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, give to him the left also. Can we really accomplish this? St. Paul summarized our attitude as the children of God, as sons of God, when he wrote to the Ephesians and he said, "Be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love, as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Yes, be imitators of God as beloved children. Turn the other cheek. This can happen literally as someone strikes you. But more often, I think it happens when one goes after you with words and actions, and they strike you down with what they say about you. Jesus, of course, fulfilled all righteousness. As he was going to the cross and as he hung upon the cross, he absorbed all the scorn, all the ridicule, all the evil remarks, all the mockery, and yes, the scriptures tell us, and some began to spit on him and cover his face and to strike him, saying to him, "Prophesy," and the guards received him with blows. Here is the one who fulfilled all righteousness. And our old Adam says, that's impossible. There's no way I can turn the other cheek. There's no way that I can not resist the one who is performing evil against me. The old Adam says that. So how in the world can we accomplish what Jesus here says and be imitators of God as beloved children? Jesus, indeed, is the new Adam. And he has paid for our sins. And now you and I can return to our baptism, and by daily contrition and repentance, all sins, the old Adam is drowned. And what happens? A new man daily comes forth and arises, who lives before God in righteousness and purity. Jesus continues in this sermon of impossibilities, and he says, if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. This is describing other people requesting things of us and trying to get things from us that we feel they don't deserve. And what is the result? For you and for me, frequently the old Adam rises up in anger, perhaps even hatred. But our Savior, as he went to the cross, they sued him and took his garments, yes, both of them, as he described here, and they cast lots for the one, and our Savior did not resist the evil. And our Savior then was asked to go the mile, yes, the extra mile, the Via Dolorosa, the way of sorrows, to the cross. He fulfilled all righteousness for you and for me. And he absorbed and took our sins in his body so that you and I can live to righteousness. How can we do this? Through Christ. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, St. Paul writes. And in Galatians he says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Yes, in Christ, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. Throughout his life, Jesus had people begging for healing, begging for help, yes, coming to him for food. And he did not resist, but he gave. So there will be many who will ask from you, and when you become pastors, believe me, there will be times when particularly it is your time that will be begged from you. How in the world can you give of these things? You are in Christ. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Don't you know that all of you who have been baptized into Christ have been baptized into his death? We are buried with Christ by baptism into death, that like as he was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. But you are to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. How often do we not stumble in this area? We don't at times even pray for our friends. We at times don't even show proper love toward our own spouse or children, let alone our enemies. But the Christ, the Son of God, fulfilled all righteousness for us. And the very first words from his mouth as he hung upon the cross fulfilled exactly what here he requires of us. Love your enemies, pray for them. And so he called out and prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We have our righteousness in Christ. We have our forgiveness in Christ. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live unto themselves, but unto him who died and rose again for them. Be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Amen.